Welcome to JC English, where we teach you useful English terms and expressions in just a few minutes. I'm your host, Jerry.
Hi guys, I'm Cecilia. 欢迎回到 JC 英语从洛杉矶发来的 podcast. 那这几天媒体上有好几个震撼人的消息哈。最近一个呢，就是香港有一位名人去世的消息。
That's right, Jin Yong, one of China's most iconic and beloved writers, passed away in Hong Kong this week at the age of 94.
不知道我们听众里有多少人看过金庸的书哈，不论是不是他的粉丝，至少他的名字应该是听说过的。因为金庸可以说是中国 the most iconic and beloved writer.
Icon has several meanings, but in this context, it means a person who is so well known, they are almost like a religious figure.
Iconic 的意思呢，就是很具有标志性的哈，像 Jerry 说这个金庸基本上像一个 religious figure, 宗教般的人物，神一样的人物。
So when we describe someone as iconic, it means they are widely beloved and admired for their talents and accomplishments.
金庸呢是中国一位 beloved writer, 受人这个喜爱的作家。那我们今天就利用这个节目对他的生平做一个简单的英文回顾。大家如果想学习效果好呢，可以在我们的微信公众号 JC 英语今天的推送里找到节目的文字版本进行对照学习。
Jin Yong was the pen name for Zha Liang Yong, whose English name was Louis Cha.
金庸是笔名 pen name, 他的本名呢是扎良庸，英文名字呢是 Louis Cha.
He was born in 1924 in Haining in Zhejiang Province.
金庸1924年呢生于浙江海宁哈，所以金庸先生虽然长期生活在香港，但是一生呢都是操着一口浓重的浙江口音。
The former journalist and newspaper editor rose to fame for his popular kung fu novels.
金庸呢原本是一名记者哈 ，journalist 和报纸编辑 ，newspaper editor。他出名呢 rose to fame 是由于他写的这个功夫小说哈 ，for his popular kung fu novels。那大家都知道金庸创办了香港的这个《明报》哈，那创办初期呢也是身兼数职，十分辛苦。
His novels transported readers back to ancient times, filled with legendary martial arts heroes.
我们看这一句哈，说金庸的小说呢，把读者带回了古老的、充满传奇武侠英雄的时代。这里呢，用了一个英文词哈 ，transport， 很形象，就像一架这个时空机一样哈，把读者带回了古代。那把读者带回了什么样的古代呢？是 filled with legendary martial arts heroes.
Legendary is an adjective that means something or someone remarkable enough to become famous.
Legendary 呢，就是具有传奇色彩的，它的名词形式是 legend。
You can use the noun legend to describe a person as well. For instance, Michael Jordan is a basketball legend.Just as Jin Yong was a legend when it comes to popular Chinese literature.
金庸呢就是中国文学史上一个传奇性的人物哈。Jin Yong was a legend. 还有一个词呢，我们刚才提到 martial arts， 这个就是武术的意思。
Jin Yong's first novel was The Book and the Sword, which came out in 1955.
金庸的第一部小说呢，写于1955年哈，名字叫做《书剑恩仇录》。那英文呢是 The Book and the Sword。我觉得这个翻译很贴切。
It was a remarkable mix of kung fu legend.Legend and historical fiction.
这本书呢融汇了功夫和 historical fiction.
Historical fiction is a literary term that means a novel in which the story takes place in the past.
所以 historical fiction 呢，大家应该能明白哈，就是历史小说的意思。
Fiction means a made-up story, so it's not based on historical fact.
对 ，fiction 就是小说哈。大家都知道，在国外的书籍呢，一般分为两类，一类是 fiction， 一类是 non-fiction.
Jin Yong's best-known series is Legends of the Condor Heroes.Which was famously adapted into a television series starring Andy Lau in the 1980s.
金庸最著名的书是 Legends of Condor Heroes. 那这本书呢，不仅让这个金庸名声大噪哈，而且它被拍成电视剧以后啊 ，was adapted into a TV series， 捧红了一票这个香港演员，包括刘德华在内。那这本书的中文名字呢，就是《射雕英雄传》。这里面 Condor 呢，就是雕的意思哈，翻译的非常传神。
Books are often adapted to television or movies. This simply means the story has been rewritten into a screenplay.
畅销书被改编啊 ，rewritten 成为 screenplay 电视剧本呢，一直以来是一种很流行的做法。
Jin Yong's novels were set in a fantasy world called 江湖。
那提起金庸的武侠书哈，大家就想到江湖二字。他的这个书里充满了侠气和义气，是一个 fantasy world。
Fantasy is a popular genre for novels, films, and television shows. For instance, in the West, Lord of the Rings is one one of the most popular fantasy novel series.
Fantasy 呢就是科幻类的小说哈，比如像我们看过的《指环王》还有《哈利波特》应该都属于这一类。所以刚才Jerry说金庸呢是中国最出名的科幻小说作家 fantasy writer。那我个人觉得如果再细分一点呢，可以说他是功夫 writer， 武侠小说作家哈。当然这是中国文学特有的一类，国外没有。
In fact, I'd say he's right up there with Wu Chengen, the author of China's most famous fantasy novel of all, Journey to the West, 西游记。
那 Jerry 说金庸呢可以堪比西游记的作者吴承恩哈，这个可能要后人评说了，因为这个需要时间来证明，毕竟西游记是中国历史上的四大名著之一。
But 金庸's talents and career were not just limited to writing kung fu novels.
金庸的才华 talents 和事业 career 呢不仅仅限于写功夫小说，这个确实哈，我们之前讲过他的本职呢是记者和编辑。
Yes, so he was also the co-founder of Mingbao, the famous Hong Kong newspaper, as well as a translator and politician.
那金庸的身份除了是明报的这个创办者之一 co-founder, 也是一名翻译 translator 和政治家 politician.
Since his passing, many celebrities and public figures have expressed their condolences.
金庸的逝世呢在华人界还是引起了很大的轰动的哈，很多名人 celebrities 和公众人物 public figures 表达了他们的哀悼 expressed their condolences.
Yes, and when we say someone has died, it's polite and formal to say they passed away, and we refer to their death as a passing.
Pass away 或者 passing 都是对死亡比较礼貌的说法哈。这几天看媒体翻译有各种各样的标题，比如说金庸逝世啊、去世啊、仙逝啊啊都有。那中国人有句话叫死者为大，江湖渐远，大侠不在，一个时代就此落幕了。感谢大家收听今天的节目，我们下期节目再见。
拜拜。